have your Bibles, turn with me to Deuteronomy 28. Let's open in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and for what you're about to do, Father. Father, as we know what day it is and we know that what is happening all across this world, Father God, we thank you that there is a refuge that we can come. That, Father God, we don't focus on the storm, but we, Lord God, focus on the answer. Father God, if we focus on the storm, we will drown. But if we keep our focus on the answer, who is Christ Jesus, we can walk in signs and wonders, miracle territory. So, Father God, we thank you that, Father God, as we come together today, Father, we are in a safe harbor. We are in a refuge, Father. Where your spirit is, there is liberty and there is freedom, Father. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person in this place. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you confirm your word with signs following. And, Lord, we thank you for this word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, that will go where no psychiatrist can go, that will go where no doctor can go, and it will produce the perfect will of God. So, Father, I thank you even right this very moment for meeting each and every one of our needs, Father, because you are love, as the scripture says that God is love. So, Father God, you love your children, and we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Amen. As you're turning to Deuteronomy 28, how many by the uplifted hand need a touch in their body today? How many, don't be ashamed. I mean, we all need some type of touch from God. And I want you to just pay attentive today. And I believe that God, as his word says, confirms his word with signs following. So be ready to receive. I mean, we don't need to lay hands on you, but I'm going to pray for you. But at the same time, faith is what activates the promises of God. Amen? Amen. As we're listening to the word of God, it says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we come and we receive the word of God, faith is built up. You know, if somebody comes to you, you know, Pastor Maria, I just don't have any faith. By the end of the day, at least you'll have at least 20 minutes of faith, because as we get into the word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Faith doesn't come by being heard. It comes by hearing. Amen. Amen. That's why the gathering of the saints are so important, that we come to hear the word of God. Amen. So in Deuteronomy 28, verse 8, it says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, in all thy settest thy hand to do, and he shall bless thee in the land the Lord has given to thee. And the Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to share something with you. That scripture, those scriptures I read in Deuteronomy 28, in my time of prayer, I'm always praying that scripture. I walk and I pray, I walk and I pray. And as I'm getting into the word, as I'm praying the word, I'm confessing the word. How many know the Bible says in Revelation, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of your mouth. Amen? So I'm confessing the scripture. I'm confessing the scripture. And I'm speaking this because, I mean, we're praying the funds in for this ministry and all the things we're doing. So that scripture God gave to me, he says, whatever you set it's your hand to do, amen? He says, whatever you set your hand to do, he says, I will prosper. It will come to pass. So that's one of the things that we are praying. You know, God put that in my heart to be able to step out in faith into that area, and God is prospering. Whatever you set it's your hand to do, he said, I will prosper. So that's where we go. I'm praying that scripture. I'm saying, Father God, you said to do this. So Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you are the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen? Amen. How many believe in miracles? I'm gonna ask you this even before. I mean, yeah. I mean, if we didn't, how many, we'd be crazy to be sitting in here just to hear each and every day, hear somebody talk. I mean, you can go do that in any seminar. Amen? But we understand that there is a God that is the author and finisher. Amen? Finisher. Signs, wonders, your healing, your bills being met, the blessing of God. I mean, you're believing in a God that is coming through for you. Amen? What's the thing that separates us from every religion in this world today? Power. Amen? I want to share this with you. So when you're in 1 Samuel chapter 17, let's go to verse 45. And David to the Philistine, thou comest with me with a sword and a spear and with the shield, but I come unto you with in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give it to the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day, and the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly that shall know that the Lord saved not by the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. He says, and it come to pass when the Philistine arose and came drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards. How many know there's no fear? David ran towards Goliath. He says he ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence the stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell to his face on the earth. And David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therefore. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines. Now, turn with me to chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Here now the people, we fast forward a little bit, the people are praising David. They're saying, look at Saul's thousands, but look at how many David, the 10,000s David has slain. So now Saul is jealous, and we're just fast forwarding just a moment. Now Saul wants to kill David, and David is running. So he finds himself in the temple of the Lord. In verse 8, and David said unto Amalek, and is there here thine hand a spear or a sword? For I have neither brought my sword for my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, the sword of Goliath. It's funny that the church had the sword. But the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom thou slain in the valley of Elah, behold, there it is wrapped in the cloth behind the ephod. As I was praying in Deuteronomy, I'm going to go back to Deuteronomy for a second. It says, the Lord shall establish thee as a holy people, in verse 9 in Deuteronomy 28. He says unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see. That word jumped out at me. Shall see. He says that all the world, all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Now I started to get to the place and said, well, how are they going to see? Do I have to wear a shirt? Do I have to wear a pin that says Pastor Murray everywhere I go? How are they going to show forth? How are they going to see the calling of the Lord? Is there going to be a glory? Am I going to start glowing like Moses did and have to wear a veil on my face everywhere I go? How are they going to see the calling? Well, I started to think about that. And as I was praying in the spirit, And I just, we have this little office. You know, if you've ever been to a reserve, you see all these smoke shacks now, all these things. But I have this little mobile office behind my house. And one of the guys that were helping me set it up, he goes, "Man, it looks like a smoke shack." And I was like, "No, it's a Holy Ghost shack." Amen. So this is where I get to the place where I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm speaking this and I'm pacing back and forth. And I started saying, how are they going to see, Lord God? How are they going to see? So I started to think about that. And we've been camped in 1 Samuel for the last 4 weeks at our church. And we've been seeing little things, different things about David. How he behaved himself wisely. The Bible says that word behaved wisely means he prospered. Now that's just not money, but it is. Prosperity is health, wealth, and success in all areas. So he was successful in all areas, amen? No matter what he did, he watched himself and he behaved himself wisely. His character showed forth. What he did showed forth. It prospered. It was blessed. It succeeded. And everything David did succeeded. That people saw it. When he went into battle, he came out victorious. Amen? And when we study about David, it says he inquired of the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. But as I start to see that, we understand that Goliath died as the stone sunk into his forehead. That had to be some force. The Holy Ghost force, amen? But it sunk in his forehead, and Goliath fell. But here's the thing. The armies of the Philistines didn't flee when they saw Goliath fall. The armies of the Lord didn't pursue when Goliath fell. Now, I believe that the Philistines stood there and said, "Oh, lucky shot. Come on, Goliath, get up." Maybe he just tripped over some dirt or something. "Goliath, get up. This is the Philistines' champion. Goliath, get up." We know he was gone as soon as that stone hit him, because the battle's the Lord's, amen? But they couldn't see that. They could have been off in the distance saying, "Did he trip? Did he fall? Get up, Goliath." They didn't move until David ran up and took his sword. Something they could see. I mean, that sword. That sword went through battle after battle. That sword was probably made specifically. I mean, just created for Goliath. It probably had writings on it. It was a sword recognizable that it was Goliath's sword. But now David runs up, grabs that sword, takes it out of his sheath, raises it above his head, and chops off his head, Goliath's head. Now they saw something. They saw that the battle was over. Their champion was gone. I'm telling you, today we know faith works. We don't have to see faith work, but faith works. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? But there is a seeing in these last days that there are people that need to see a real God in our lives, through our lives, in our churches, in the shopping malls, in Walmart, in Canadian Tire. No matter where we go, the Spirit of God ought to be moving at all times. Amen? So they saw, and finally when they saw Goliath's head depart from the rest of his body, then they fled because they saw something. At the same time, the army of the Lord, as soon as they saw Goliath's head depart from his body, they knew they had the victory. But David already knew he had the victory before he stepped out on that field, because he says, this is how the enemy works, by fear. Goliath says, "Who are you that they would send a dog? Who are you, just a young boy that would come?" He's trying to inflict fear into David, but he says, "Today, little man, I will give your carcass to the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the field." still trying to inflict fear. What is this world all about today? Fear. You can turn on constant negative news, I mean CNN. You can turn on Fox News. You can turn on whatever news you watch. And you'll see the constant negative promotion of fear. You can see how parents are killing their kids. You can see how random people are just walking into places and just taking lives. People walking into schools and just taking lives, inflicting fear. You can see how today we understand very well how terrorists are inflicting fear upon the earth. Today we stand today and as a memorial, but more than a memorial, people are still in fear of what is going to happen or more. Amen? I'm not beating around the bush. This is what is happening. The enemy is trying to inflict fear. He don't want you to go out and minister to be a witness. He don't want you to go out and help a friend and tell them about Jesus. He wants you locked up in your house and say, don't go out. You might die. Just like Goliath. But David stands up, a young man, saying, hey, Goliath, today, the God of Israel, the God, my God, shall deliver you into my hands. And he will give your carcass to the air, to the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the field. Today. And it says, Goliath made the first move, still trying to inflict fear. He said, hey, man, if I just walk towards this little kid, man, he's going to run in terror. But he starts to get up, he starts to walk. And what does David do? He runs towards him. Takes the stone, takes the sling, finishes the job. But no one moved. The armies of the Lord didn't move. The armies of the Philistines didn't move until they saw something. So God started to really deal with me. Remember in Acts, Simon saw something as Peter laid hands and the people received the Holy Spirit. Simon saw something. He says, let me have that. I'll give you money. There was a seeing involved. Today, miracles, signs, and wonders are a seeing that are involved. How many know God hasn't changed? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen. He is. If you don't know, let me share with you today. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today. Listen. Understanding brings information. When you are here receiving the word of God, you start to understand some things. When you need a touch from God, you say, hey, I'm stepping out by faith and I have a clear understanding that God will come through in my life. If I stand strong upon the word, if I pray, if I give, if I fast, I mean, that's what the word of God says. When ye give, when ye pray, when ye fast. But listen to the things that are coming. And God says, because of information, when you know what is coming, you won't be in fear. But listen, these things are coming upon the earth. Me and Tracy were driving the other day. We started to talk about these things. We said, man, we are so in the last days. We are so in the last days. I mean, people are fearing the last days, but this is exciting times. These are exciting times. Only over the balconies of heaven are the apostles, are the disciples looking over, saying, man, I wish I could be there. I wish I could be in the midst of the former and latter rain together. I wish I could be there. But here we are today, and most Christians are fearing, oh, I don't know, should I be ready? I mean, if you know, if you have God on the inside of you, you are ready, amen? I don't fear the coming of the Lord. But he says this in Mark 13. He says, for nation shall rise against nation. Well, that's happening. And kingdom shall rise against kingdom. Well, that's happening too. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. That's happening too. And there shall be famines and troubles. That's happening too. And these are the beginnings of sorrows. These things are happening. The Bible says, whatever will be shaken will be shaken. I mean, you say, Pastor Murray, that's not really uplifting. Well, let's go on. Let me shake you up just a little bit more. Isaiah 60 says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. You say, what is gross darkness? Acts 28, 27 says, for the heart of this people is waxed gross and their ears are dull of hearing and their eyes have they closed. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 says this. He says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ is who is the image of God, should shine in them. This is the God of the earth. The devil's going around, blinding people. How many of you have tried to share the word of God and people just say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. It's like they're blind to the things. We saw a tremendous miracle in our camp meeting just a month ago. A mother come up with her newborn, probably a few weeks old and maybe a month old. And they were told by the doctor that there were certain parts of the baby, the male baby, that hasn't formed yet. And they said it may happen or it may not happen. But we had a guest, Brother Shuttlesworth. He called him up and he said, and he told the girl what God has showed him. And said, by the end of these meetings, your boy will have perfect health. So the report came back that night, that same night. He prayed over the baby. The mom, the boyfriend went home. The baby went home. We got the report that by the end of the night, that baby received a creative miracle. Everything was formed perfect. That's the power of God. But here's where gross darkness comes in. People just put a blind eye. I mean, they want to get saved in the moment, but all of a sudden, they have a hardness of heart. The Bible talks about the hardness of heart. When the disciples were so scared when they were in the boat, and Jesus spoke to the storm, and he says, where was your faith? It says, their hearts were hardened. They forgot about the loaves that just happened when Jesus blessed the loaves. A creative miracle. They just saw Jesus do a creative miracle, but they already forgot it because of fear came into their life. Hardened hearts. This is what we're dealing with today. But I want to tell you, as God goes forth, something is going to change. You see, I purposely didn't finish those scriptures because Isaiah 60 says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But, how many know what the word but means? Yeah, I know. It says, but. See, but means it is canceling out what was just said to put emphasis on what is about to be said. You shall go through trials and tribulations in this earth. People close the Bible and say, hallelujah, we're going through it. They didn't finish the scripture. It says, but. Jesus says, but. He cancels out what was just said to put emphasis on what he is about to say. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. There are trials and tribulations, yes. We know this. We're real people. We're going through it on a daily basis. But he says, but look to me because I have overcome the world. So here he says, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. Amen? It says, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has come, is risen upon thee. See, light takes care of darkness, but the glory, in Isaiah 61, the glory takes care of gross darkness. Acts 28 says, for the heart of the people are waxed gross, and their ears dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed. They don't want to hear. They don't want to see. Lest they should with their eyes and with their ears, with understanding in their heart. With to see with their eyes and hear with the ears, and have understanding in their heart, and should be converted, that I should heal them. And 2 Corinthians, as we said, he says, the God of this earth has blinded the minds so that they would believe not. But verse 6 says, For God, who hath commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in the hearts, then to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He says, but we have this treasure, the Holy Spirit, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Verse 13, having the same manner of spirit of faith, according as it is written, I have believed, therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which is raised up in Lord Jesus Christ shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but also, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are not seen are temporal, but the things which are seen, what are not seen, are eternal. Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor Murray, that sounds good news. Things may be coming against you. You may be seeing things in this earth all the time. You may be seeing earthquakes in diverse places. You may be seeing things happen all around you. But I want to tell you today, God will not be outdone. Come on, somebody. I want to tell you, you can see destruction, you can see all the things, but this, in these last times, in these end times, God is going to do a work that this world will see, and they will see, and they will see the love of God, they will see the character of God, they will see the sick, they will see the sick healed, they will see the dead raised, they will see the glory of God like never before, because I declare to you today that God will not be outdone. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, it says, when I started to get into the Word of God, I started to see the miracles of God. He says, when you speak the Word, he says, after the Great Commission, after you, he talks about laying hands on the sick, casting out demons. He says, all those things you'll follow those who believe. Those are for you, each and every one of us. When you see somebody that is hurting, it says lay hands on the sick. Don't feel that you have to have this Holy Ghost lather. Just do it in obedience. The power is not of you. The power is of God. Amen? It's nothing that I can do to make that person feel any better except to obey the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit and put my hands upon them. Amen? We got called to the hospital one day. This gentleman, on his deathbed, they called the family in from out west. The family all flew in, and they're all crying for this gentleman. This gentleman, hard life, drank all his life. I mean, now his liver is just gone. Jaundice has set in, I think that's what they call it. His skin is yellow. He's sitting there. He's laying there in the bed, and the people all around him are crying. And he called for us, so I went in. I didn't even give him a chance to speak. I said, I know why you called us. I know you want to accept the Lord, so let's pray right now. I said, pray this prayer after me, and I led him to the Lord. I said, but I know that isn't the finish. That's only the beginning. But now, I started to share with him the healing scriptures of the Lord. I says, this is what happens. So I says, now this is what we're going to put into action. I want you to, do you believe this? I says, you now are a child of God, and God loves you. So at that moment, I said, okay, let's pray. So I put my hand on his just in the middle of him. And I started to pray. We started to bind the thing. Because how many know the keys to the kingdom are what you bind on earth, the Bible says, shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Keys to the kingdom. So we bind that thing. We prayed the perfect will of God. And he says, after we prayed, he goes, whew. He goes, man, he goes, warmth just came all over my body. You know, I didn't feel anything when I was about to pray for him. I always feel the anointing after I pray because that's the connection of God, obedience. But he says, I felt something. You know, you don't have to feel anything, but I said, I said, my brother, God is showing you he's real. It's a tangible anointing. I said, that was the anointing going through your body. The other week, we went by his house, and there he was, washing his car. Healed. Whole. Amen? People see this. And he says, you know, we got to visit him, and he says, you know, his old life of all that partying and stuff, I mean, at that moment, we got to visit with him. And he said, you know, people come by, and we gave him books and videos, and they would come by, and he says, oh, you don't need those books. You don't need that Bible, that book. He goes, just take this joint. Let's just smoke this. He goes, and people are showing up at his doorstep with bottles of alcohol. So you don't need that stuff. But he's saying, Pastor Murray, he says, I know what God brought me out of. And why would I want to go back? Amen? See, there is a seeing. People recognized it. People recognized it. But they didn't like the new person. So they grab a hold, and try to tear him down. That's his choice. There is a seeing that is about to happen in these end times. There is a seeing that God is going to use you in such an awesome way. See, the Holy Spirit in our lives is an outsource. You know, a lot of times I see so many, it's all about me. I just go to church to party up and it's all about me. And then they go back into the world unchanged. They go back knowing God is real, but hey, you know, there's no outsource. It was all about me. See, I come to the understanding, you cannot help somebody else if you can't help somebody drowning if you're drowning yourself. But when you understand God wants to use you to flow through you, something else changes. Something else changes. I'm just going to read these scriptures. Just listen to what the Bible says. It says in Matthew 10:1, it says, and the Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples and gave them power against unclean spirits and cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and the manner of disease. So Jesus has given forth that power. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by means hurt you. Mark 16:17-18 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Whoa, let me stop there for a minute. In my name, I tell people everywhere I go, because there is a buzzword out there that people are now, replacing the name of Jesus. Oh, this is who he is. Be weary of people who replace the name of Jesus. There's only one name. Amen? There is only one name. That knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. At nothing else will any knee bow or any tongue confess except for the name of Jesus. Let's go on. He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils and they shall speak in new tongues and they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16:20 says, and when they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. That was the greatest revelation I got when I heard a minister say, God isn't calling you to do something great for him. He says, God is calling you to do something great with him. He says right there, and they went preaching and the Lord working with them. And what? Confirming the word with signs following. God watches over his word to perform it. Isaiah 55:11 says, so my word goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper whereto I send it. Hallelujah. Today is a great day. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is about to do and what he is doing in this earth. Amen? I'm excited. I'm just saying, God, use me in any way you will. If it's to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, Father God, I give you the glory. If it's to speak to somebody and give them a word in due season, thank you, Lord God, you will get the glory. If it's to minister, if it's to cast out spirits, Father, I thank you, Lord God, I give you the glory. Just use me, Father. Whatever you may have me to do, just use me. Because the Spirit was to give, it was implanted into you to build you up. The gifts of the Spirit, he said, the Spirit's to lead you and the things to impact your own life. But he says, but then another scripture says the gifts of the Spirit were the miracles of healing, miracles. He says, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. But he goes on. But if you understand that the Holy Spirit that lives in you, here's what the scriptures say. He says, if you believe on me, that the works that I do, you shall do greater, Jesus said. He says, the word says, not by might or not by power, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Acts 10:38 says, now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What is the anointing? It's the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I want to tell you, sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. It's not normal. It's abnormal. Listen to me. You were created normal. Your body, wholeness. But this thing you didn't call up one day and said, Father God, Lord, I'll take a dose of cancer. Thank you, Lord. That's not normal. That's abnormal. Any foreign thing to your body is abnormal. But how many know Jesus can change the abnormal to normal? Amen? Hallelujah. But he says, he goes on to say, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Isaiah 10:27 says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying, bondage annihilating power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4-5 says, and my speech, he says, and my speech and my preaching was without enticing words, was with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the power. In the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Miracles are for today. Miracles are for today. There is a seeing that needs to happen. There is a seeing that is happening all around this world. People are running in terror. People are running in fear. But God is saying, I will not be outdone. He says, I have given you my power, my authority to overcome all things, to heal the sick. I don't see the devil healing sick. He says, go out and heal the sick. He says, cast out devils. He says, go and shine the light in the midst of darkness. And you are that light because Jesus is living on the inside of you. I'm not here to build Pastor Murray up. I'm not here to build anyone up except for you. You are the body of Christ. You are the church of the living God that we need to arise and shine and go forth and speak, be witnesses. Amen? How can you be a witness if you don't do anything? It says, do not be hearers only, but doers of the word. You have friends that are in hospitals. You say, my dear sister, I don't know anything else to do but believe in my God and his word. And his word says to lay hands on the sick. And I believe he will heal you. Amen? I'm telling you, God will not be outdone. God will not be outdone. Because this is God's time to shine. Although everything, he says, will be shaken, he says, but my kingdom, my word, my way of doing things shall not be shaken. This is why I'm not in fear, because I know I'm standing upon his word, that my finances are secure because I give into the kingdom of God. He says, when you give, it shall be given unto you. He says, your health plan is not in the government. He says, your health plan is in the word of God. He says, by my stripes, you are healed. Amen. I'm not putting all my faith in this world, but I'm putting my faith in God. That after everything is shaken, people are going to look for somebody who is stable. In the midst of darkness, they're going to run towards the light. And they'll see something different about you. They'll see something different about you. They'll see it. They'll see it. Because you're going laying hands on the sick and you're seeing your friends, you're seeing people recover. You're going and giving the word and people are being built up. Fear is leaving people because you are doing something that God has put on the inside of you. Now he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers. I want to tell you today, God is greater than sickness. God is greater than cancer. God is greater than diabetes. God is greater than debt. God is greater than any circumstance you can find yourself in. God is great. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to encourage you today. God is great. God is great. There's something happening in this world. And today people are focused on such people have given their lives. But at the same time, there is such a fear going throughout this world. Is where the church needs to stand up and saying, I do not fear, but perfect love casteth out all fear. And faith worketh by love. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracles are for today. You know, when I was growing up, and I'm going to try to quit in 5 minutes. But I was growing up in a religious church. They said, don't you dare look for, you know, try to be used in miracles or things of that sort. That was a pride thing. Don't you dare ask God to perform a miracle through you. It's pride. But the gifts of the Spirit, one is the gifts of healing, progressive. You wonder why there's a gift of healing and a gift of miracles? One is progressive. Miracles are progressive. You may not see the full thing, but it's working. But a miracle is instantaneous. Healing is progressive. Miracles are instantaneous. And when we understand that, we just stand by faith. But he says in the end of that scripture, but covet. Desire the best gift. You say, Pastor Murray, what is the best gift? The best gift is needed. What is needed at that time? It's no use when somebody is dying of a cancer and give them a word of knowledge. That ain't going to help them. But a gift of healing or a gift of miracle is going to help them. If it's somebody that needs, you know, they need God to move in their life, you know, then the gift of wisdom comes into action. The best gift. I say, Father God, just use me. Whatever gift it may be, let me flow in it. Let me flow in it to help this world that is hurting. Amen? That's why we're on TV. That's why we took the step of faith to go on TV, to share the word to a hurting and dying nation. But I believe in my heart, in my spirit, God's turning things around. Amen? God is turning things around. Amen? I mean, now that gives me a kick in my step, a glide in my stride to know that God is doing something in these last days. He will not be outdone. Hallelujah.